The reading is from Psalm 37, verses 1 to 11 and 21 to 24. And it's on page 563 in the Pew Bibles. Psalm 37. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, and your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it only leads to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be destroyed. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. This is the word of the Lord.
We pray, Lord, that in the next few moments your Holy Spirit will enable each one of us to understand more about what in real terms everyday faith means. We ask it in your name. Amen. Now, so the youngsters are going to be spared listening to however long my sermon is. There's some little bags that are being brought round for you. And what you've got on here are some bookmarks with the text that we're thinking about at the bottom. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. And in these bags there are lots of things to decorate this bookmark with. I nearly said footmark, but no, bookmark. And so, do that while I'm talking, all right? And we'll have a look at the end and see what they're like. All right, I've got one here that was made beforehand. So you should all be able to, they're going to bring these bags round, but I'll kick off, I think. Now, the psalm that we've just, the Rich has just read to us, parts of Psalm 37, was written by David in the twilight of his life. He's writing from the perspective of experience, his experience of knowing God and walking with God. He is, in effect, looking back on the ups and downs of life, some great victories, but a considerable number of setbacks, some of them quite severe, very severe. And the climax is the text running across the bottom of the middle page of the service sheet, right at the very bottom, the footer. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. And that verse goes on. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he might stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. In spite of our shortcomings, the Lord will never, ever cast us aside. Though we stumble and let him down, he will never, as it were, kick us into touch and saying, you're a hopeless case. In this psalm, David, in effect, delineates the contours of everyday faith, what everyday faith should be about. And so let's have a brief look in this sermon at some of the major themes. Verses 1 to 4. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Do not fret. Fretting is an all too common activity of our age. It is composed of worry, resentment, jealousy, and self-pity, and probably much else besides. It chews us up inside, and it accomplishes absolutely nothing. Verse 2 reminds us that those whose all-consuming focus is happiness in this world are living on borrowed time. We read, like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Instead of all this, the psalmist tells us to trust in the Lord, to delight in the Lord, and commit your ways to the Lord. And then the Lord will give you the desires of your heart. To trust in him will mean that the Lord will give us the desires of our heart. Trusting in the Lord, delighting in the Lord, committing our way to the Lord, rather than putting ourselves at the center of everything. This is at the heart of everyday faith. Everyday faith is not about me saying I know best. Everyday faith is me tapping into the resources that God gives us through the Holy Spirit to live in a way which honors Jesus and makes a difference, often in the minute particulars, to the people round about us. The next part of the psalm is a reminder that evil people will not win in ultimate terms, even if it sometimes seems as though they are triumphant. Verses 9 to 11, for those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found, but the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. Interestingly, verse 11, at the end of all this talk about the evil people being put in the place, at the end of it, verse 11, talks of a response of meekness, not fatalism or anger, but meekness. Jesus, remember, was stripped of everything. They cast lots for his last possession, his garment. His amazing, loving meekness is a model for us all and should characterize everyday faith. Everyday faith, being meek, not being arrogant, not being know-alls. Meekness is a hugely important quality in a world full of celebrity and self. St. Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians that as Christians, we may well be struck down, but not yet destroyed. Likewise, verses 23 and 24 of this psalm remind us that as Christians, we might stumble or fail in some way, but God won't let us go into free fall. Those crampons that Rob demonstrated early on will prevent us going into free fall, and they ought to. And God, I believe, looking at my own life, I can exemplify this. He will use our stumbles, if we trust in him, to turn us into people with an even stronger faith. The things that cause us difficulty, distress, upset in our faith, areas where we let God down, can be turned around to be used to make us stronger in our faith, if only we'll let God mold us and use us appropriately rather than plowing our own furrow, ignoring him. Trust and delight in the Lord and do good, verses 3 and 4. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, verse 5. Be still before God, wait patiently for him. My friends, this is essentially what everyday faith is about. Trusting, delighting, committing to the Lord, being still before him, waiting patiently for him, waiting for the Holy Spirit to direct us. We stumble from time to time. We doubt. We grow discouraged on occasions in our journey through life. But if we delight in the Lord, as verse 23 says, we will not fail. Yes, we will stumble. This week on Wednesday, while I was preparing this sermon, my mobile went, a buzzer went, and this appeared. Look carefully. There we are. He's going to do it again. This is my youngest granddaughter, who was 10 months old on Wednesday, and Sunday, I think it was, and This thing came as I was doing my... I'm not a big audio-visual person, as you know. The first steps of a granddaughter. Yeah, she stumbled. She stumbled, but she didn't fall. And it struck me preparing this. How many times have I stumbled? How many times have we let God down? But God doesn't let us fall. He will put up with our stumbles if we recognize our need for him. And that little video is a reminder that stumbling isn't the end. Stumbling can be a progress to something better. So next time we see her in 2 weeks when we go down to Brighton, she'll be able to walk more effectively than we saw there. But in order to delight in the Lord, we need to know him and trust him. It's no use me standing up here talking about delighting in the Lord. In order to do that, we need to know him, to trust him. In a nutshell, we need an everyday faith with both a clear framework and a vitality about it. And that's the purpose of this little leaflet that each family was given as you came in this morning. It's been designed to help us grow in our everyday faith. This little leaflet is a new leaflet being prepared by our discipleship group within the church, comprising of people from the 9 o'clock service, the 10:30 service, and the 6:30 service under Alison Godfrey's leadership. So just pick this up for a moment, because you should all have one, at least sight of one. And we'll have just a quick look at it and see that how this might help us. So on the front, how to grow in depth of discipleship at Rothley Parish Church. Inside, there are three subheadings, all together, small groups, and on our own. It's headed up, what opportunities are there to grow as followers of Jesus, to become more like him? And the introduction says this, reading the Bible and praying to God are at the heart of growing as disciples of Jesus. There are many opportunities to do this when we meet all together as a whole church family and in small groups, and there are a range of resources which help us to pray and study the Bible on our own. And this book, this leaflet, exemplifies those three areas all together. Services here, such as we're in now, all together. We have different services on a Sunday, but we meet collectively. There are a number of areas there delineated. Small groups, house groups, a good example. 90 people in the church are in house groups. And then on the back, on our own, personal prayer and Bible study. About 40 people take Bible study notes, and many more go on the website, the church website, to draw on these things electronically. Now, these are vehicles, so do take this home and read it. It's been produced to help us all to grow. And you'll notice on the back, there's something called one-to-one. There are people available to meet with you, to pray, to read the Bible, and encourage you in your Christian life. Don't hesitate to ask if you feel that'll be helpful to you. So this is an important vehicle. Everyday faith demands some sort of discipline in terms of us wanting to meet together, study, and grow in our faith in Jesus. We're all different. This is a menu, not a straitjacket. We're not trying to force anyone into a particular mode, but drawing on those ingredients in whatever way relates to us and our circumstances best is vital. And so as we get to know Jesus more intimately, we can better delight in him. The leaflet's all about us growing in depth of discipleship, and the clue to leaflets such as this making an impact is that we seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit to help us discern what ways forward are going to be the most helpful in terms of developing our own depth of discipleship. In John 16:13, we read, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth." Pray that the Holy Spirit will guide you, guide me, into what areas of discipleship are going to enable us to better serve God in the world. Yes, the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. The one who delights in him. Not the one who delights in self, but the one who delights in him. Knowing Jesus more intimately gives us a greater impact to our loving service in the world. It gives us courage to witness for Jesus on our various front lines. It enables us, like the psalmist, to delight in the Lord, a Lord who will be with us when we stumble, and who, if, I underline if, and who, if we trust wholeheartedly in him, will make firm our steps. And although we stumble, will never let us fall. I want to end with a verse from a hymn written by an Irishman nearly 140 years ago. It goes like this. I can see far down the mountain where I wandered weary years, often hindered in my journey by the ghosts of doubts and fears. Broken vows and disappointments thickly sprinkled all the way. But the Spirit led unerring to the land I hold today. Let us pray. The Spirit led unerring to the land I hold today. Dear Lord, we pray that the land each one of us holds today will be a land in which we focus upon you, trust in you, delight in you, so that our lives can better reflect your glory. We ask it in your name. Amen.